Everyone, and welcome to another episode of Tomorrow Never Knows, a Beatles podcast. And I've got Marty with me. How are you, Marty?
I'm very good, thank you.
That's good. And today we are going to talk about songs that could have been singles or maybe even should have been singles from the albums.
But more importantly, what we think.
That's right. So what we're going to do is we're going to pick songs that we think were singles, not necessarily songs that we think would be the most commercial singles, just songs that we think that could have been singles, right?
If it's in our hands and we have access to things like that, this is what we'd choose.
Yeah, these are songs that we'd choose. So we'll start off with at the beginning.
Yep.
At the beginning.
All
right. So Please Please Me, there was already... it's one of those rare albums that had two singles on it already and two B-sides. So the singles on that were Please Please Me, Love Me Do, P.S. I Love You, and Ask Me Why. So we can't pick. We're not allowed to pick any of those songs. We've got to pick two different songs for an A-side and a B-side, right?
Yep.
So what's your pick?
I picked A. I saw her standing there because it's a really 1, 2, 3, go, you know, thing. Gets you in the mood.
Okay. My A side is the same. I saw it standing there. It's just a great rocker, isn't it?
Yeah, it just makes you feel good.
And it sounds, you know, it sounds like The Cavern.
Yeah.
You can imagine it in The Cavern. I saw McCartney play it live, people lost their shit. People just went crazy. Yeah. They went absolutely crazy.
Because of the history of it.
Yeah, the history of it. And it's a rocker. And you know what? I think it's a really influential song. I think that's sort of like the beginning of maybe the beginning of punk or something.
Yeah, well, it's a rocker. It like attacks you. It's just straight away in your face.
All right, so we both got that as the A side. What's your B side?
Chains,
yeah. Good song.
Yeah, great song. Yeah. I loved it even when I was a kid with the cartoons.
Yeah, but it reminds me of the cartoons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But now, like me actually being a musician,
yeah,
and I've actually played it, you know.
Yeah.
It's just one of those songs that I've always liked.
Yeah, I love it.
And it's got good harmonies in it.
Yeah, it has got good harmonies. That was written by Goffin and King, that one. So my B-side is Misery. That reminds me of the cartoons as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's and I like the harmonies in it, and it's sort of like primitive Beatles, you know?
Yeah.
And I can imagine them singing it in the cavern and the girls screaming you know. All right, with the Beatles.
Okay, I've got wait a minute, Mr. Postman.
As the A side?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Love it. I just think it's, yeah. Just a happy sort of sounding groove to it.
Yeah, it's I think it's one of John's best vocals.
Do you?
Yeah, I really do. His vocals in it are just really good.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like he's straining or anything.
Yeah. My A side was I really love It Won't Be Long. I really love It Won't Be Long. Yeah. I think it's one of their best earlier songs, but I didn't pick it because it sounded too much like She Loves You. She Loves You was a single. So I didn't want to pick something that had so my A-side, now I've gone a bit left of field for this.
Yeah.
My A-side is I Want to Be Your Man.
Ah.
To me, that's just a good primitive stomping song and showcase Ringo. Yeah. Why the fuck not? Yeah. You know?
Get Ringo
up there. I really like it. And it's got John and Paul's vocals, their harmony, which I really love. So that'd be my A-side.
Yeah, it's a good song.
What's your B?
All My Loving.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, it's just one of those classic Beatle-sounding songs.
Yeah, I was actually thinking about that, but I went left again and put Don't Bother Me. Just so...
Is that George?
Yeah. So we... Just that's the song, the first song George wrote.
Really?
Yeah. So...
I was too, yeah.
Yeah. So I just wanted a single with A-side of Ringo, B-side of George, early, you know?
Yeah, we don't want John or Paul.
No. Just George. They've got enough singles, man. Yeah. They've got enough. So my A-side, I Want to Be Your Man. My B-side, Don't Bother Me. Your A-side was...
Mr. Postman.
And B-side?
All My Loving, sorry.
All My Loving. All right. Okay. So, next, we come to A Hard Day's Night.
Again.
Cartoons. There was a couple of singles off that. Of course, Hard Day's Night, which was backed by Things We Said Today. I just got a little story. I was listening to Mark Lewison, and he was talking about, he was saying that they actually wanted Things We Said Today to be the A-side.
Oh, really?
Because it was new and it was a different sound. You know how it's got that darker sound? Mm-hmm. But because they just made a film, the people who made the film and everyone convinced them that to do it.
So,
Hard Day's Night, Things We Said Today, Can't Buy Me Love were all on singles, so we can't pick any of those. So what's your A-side?
I've got I'll Cry Instead. It's just one of those songs I've always liked.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's just like a... Well, it's ironic because he's talking about crying, but it's just got a happy feel about it.
Yeah. My A-side was I Should Have Known Better.
Okay.
I always thought, when I was young, I always thought that was a single.
Yeah.
I always thought that was a single.
It's got that single tone to it.
And because there's a film clip to it from the movie, they used to play that film clip from the movie all the time, you know? So when I was a kid, I always thought it was a single. I was very surprised to learn that it wasn't a single. I always loved that song too.
You know, you'd be forgiven if you thought every Beatles song was a
single. Well, that's right. A lot of bands could have built their whole career on any of these songs that we said.
Yeah, even there's a lot of good songs being sacrificed from being on the A side.
Yeah.
Only the Beatles can do that to you.
Yeah. So what was your B side for Hard Day's Night, from A Hard Day's Night?
You Can't Do That.
You Can't Do That.
Yeah.
That's the same as my B-side.
Is it?
Yeah. I really like that song.
Yeah. Yeah, we used to play that song in a band. And even then, I liked playing it, you know. It's just got a nice groove to it.
Yeah, I saw an interview with George just after they'd made the Hard Day's Night album, and they asked him what his favourite song was, and he said, You Can't Do That.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So my A-side from Hard Day's Night was I Should Have Known Better, and B-side, You Can't Do That. Yours was...
I'll Cry Instead, and You Can't Do That.
All right.
But we can do that, because it's the Beatles.
Exactly. Okay, Beatles for Sale. Not many people, like, if I look at, you know, sometimes I look at polls on the net of their favourite Beatles albums. A lot of people put that right down the bottom, but I like that album.
Beatles for Sale, to me, it was, I don't know, to me, it was like an in-between album.
Mm.
It just didn't really go up there like other albums.
Yeah, a lot of people think that, but for me it was, I think there's a hell of a lot of good tunes on there, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, so what would you pick as a single?
Okay, I've got Babies in Black.
As the A-side?
As the A-side,
yeah.
And the B-side, I've got I'm a Loser.
That's the exact opposite to what I've got. I've got on the A side, I'm a Loser. Great song, isn't it? It's a bit country, isn't it?
It's a little bit country.
And it's just got that that rocking beat and that really good chorus.
Yeah.
Really good chorus. We could even call that double A-side if you want.
Yeah. Like people say the changes were starting to appear on albums like Help and Rubber Soul, but the Beatles for Sale, they were starting to differ on that album.
Yeah.
You know, the it wasn't so much She Loves You, the mock
top. Yeah. You had songs like No Reply and Every Little Thing.
Yeah.
They're sort of a little bit different, but I'm a Loser.
It's a little bit on the dark side.
Yeah. And Babies in Black, which is my B-side. I love that Paul harmony, you know?
Yeah.
That went, that notey.
Oh,
yeah.
Dear, what can I do?
No, that other part where it says, oh, how long will it take?
Yeah, that's till, what I was,
Yeah.
The middle eight
yeah,
part.
Yeah, I stopped you before you got there.
Yeah. It was going to sound terrible anyway, so I'm glad you did.
That's why I stopped it.
Yeah.
But it also, Babies in Black also reminds me of the cartoon.
Yeah.
It's sort of, I can't remember exactly, but I think it was Ringo being chased by a vampire. There was a vampire girl who turned into a bat, and she was in love with Ringo, and she was chasing him around.
Poor Ringo. He always copped it.
Yeah, he did.
He got an axe through his hair. Not the head, but it went through the hair.
And we remember when he unplugged his drums?
Yeah,
and they deflated. I loved that as a kid. I used to laugh my head off every time I saw it. Every time I saw it. All right, next album, Help. That had a couple of singles off it, which was Help and Ticket to Ride, so we can't use those songs.
I've got A-side, Another Girl. It's a little bit country.
Yeah.
And, again, just one of those songs I always liked.
All right, my A-side is You're Gonna Lose That Girl.
Yeah.
Which I really like. I really like that Lennon vocal. And I love the film clip to it. It's, you know, it's just filmed awesome. Of course, it's from the film. And Ringo's smoking, and his cigarette smoke is all blue all over the place. I just love it. I love the song. I think that could have been a single. What B-side did you have for that?
You Got to Hide Your Love Away.
Old Dylan influence.
Yeah.
The first Dylan influence.
Yep.
What do you like about that?
It's hard to describe what you just said, Dylan influence. The words, they're just starting to mean a bit more, you know, they're just starting to, we keep saying the change is appearing.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's been more evident on albums like Help. But like I said before, Beatles for Sale, I think they were starting to, the changes were starting to appear.
Mm. Yeah, my B-side is Tell Me What You See, which I really like. Yep. I just love that that harmony in when they say, tell me what you see, you know?
Yeah.
It's to me, that sounds a bit Rubber Soul-ish, tell me what you see. That could sort of fit in Rubber Soul.
Well, the whole album, you know, I wouldn't have...
They're not that... Yeah, I know what you're saying.
They could have made a double album.
Yeah, exactly. So my A-side from Help was You're Gonna Lose That Girl and Tell Me What You See, and yours was?
Another Girl and Hide Your Love Away.
All right, now.
Here's the change.
Now we start getting into the real interesting.
Yeah, this is the official change. This is where everyone reckons the Beatles changed.
Well, you know what? They say that you can really tell the difference between Paul and John songs on Revolver.
Yeah.
But I think you can tell the difference on Rubber Soul.
Yeah.
I think Rubber Soul's the first real evidence of who's writing what.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a bit more blatant.
Yeah. So what would you pick as a single? A-side?
I've got The Word. It's just one of those...
I love that song. Yeah, I love that song, yeah.
The verse in it.
Yeah.
That riff going through it.
Yeah, and the tambourines.
Yeah.
And that's what I like about Rubber Soul. It's got, you know, all that tambourine stuff. It's real groovy.
Yeah.
It's real, like, sort of groovy music. The bass is more prominent.
And it's one of those songs that I wished it went on longer, but they tease you. You know what I mean?
Leave you wanting more. That was a good thing about the Beatles. Yeah. My A-side is the song I've spoken about on the podcast a lot, which is one of my favorite Beatles song, Norwegian Wood. That was a song that got me right into the Beatles.
Was it?
Yeah, because I was at a friend's place and we'd smoke some joints, and I came home and I turned on the radio and I heard the sitar and I didn't know who it was, and I'm thinking, who is this? And it sounds like the Beatles, but it couldn't be the Beatles.
Yeah.
And then when the guy said it was the Beatles, I thought, yeah, I'm going to investigate this shit. Mm. I'm going to see if there's more songs like
and
that.
That's it. That's what started it.
So that's my A-side. What's your B-side?
Run For Your Life.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's just a catchy song. Again, it's got a happy sort of tone to it, but it's the the lyrics, you know, is a bit dark, and so that, you know, sometimes they crossed, you know, like a happy tune to dark lyrics sort of thing.
Yeah, it's to me it reminds me of early Beatles. It's sort of like it doesn't really fit on Rubber Soul for me.
Yeah, it's got
me.
That mop top feel about it. Yeah.
My B-side is Nowhere Man, another song I really love.
Of course.
You know, Nowhere Man is just a great song. I love that. For me, look, I'm actually going to make that a double A-side. Norwegian Wood backed with Nowhere Man. That's a great single.
I want to do the same, actually, because I completely forgot about that song. Nowhere Man. I'm still playing it, like, in my mum's nursing home. You know, I play that song.
Which brings us to the big one, the Revolver.
Yep.
How can you pick two songs from Revolver?
Very, very, very hard. You know, we're sacrificing, how many albums, how many songs are there on the
14.
Album? 14. So we're sacrificing 12 songs.
Well, Eleanor Rigby and Yellow Submarine were singles.
Yeah.
So, we can't pick that. And I love Eleanor Rigby. I love that
so
song.
So do I.
I just, that's to me, it's a real trippy song, you know?
Yeah, well, it was a big part of this Yellow Submarine card.
Yeah, it was. And it's one of Paul's best, I think. I think it's one of his best.
I think they actually did a character on the Yellow Submarine, didn't they?
Yeah.
Of Eleanor Rigby.
Yeah. And you know what? There's a funny story. Eleanor Rigby was supposedly a fictional character, but they found the gravestone of Eleanor Rigby in Liverpool Cemetery.
Ah, oh, what a coincidence.
Yeah, so when they told Paul that, he said, he goes, you know what? I swear to God, I never saw it.
Yeah.
He said, maybe I saw it, and it subconsciously.
Subconsciously, yeah.
Yeah, but so that's pretty much a coincidence.
That's freaky, isn't it?
And this is, to me, Revolver was my favorite album for a long, long time. You know,
yeah, I remember you used to say that.
Yeah, it's the White Album at the moment, but Revolver is I just can't say enough good things about it. You know, all that backward stuff, that guitar sound, that's in all those songs is like my favorite guitar sound ever.
Yeah, it's a real twangy sound they use, like the Birds.
Yeah,
and
but it's heavier. The Birds, it's heavier. It's
in fact, it's a big factor of the songs I chose.
Yeah,
especially the A side, which is I said, she said so. She said, she said.
That's your A side.
Yeah,
I love that.
That's
song.
That's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
The twangy.
Yeah, that's riffy. A great song.
Yeah.
And the you know what I love in that song, the massive cymbal crashes.
Yeah,
you know that.
Yeah,
that's just great. It's in the anthology book, the anthology book's really good because it goes into much more detail than it does in the film. George actually says, here's one thing I did. He said, John came up to me and he had three separate songs and said, which song do you like better? And I said to him, why don't you put them all together? And that was She Said, She Said.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so that were three separate songs. And then there's that story of when they were in LA and Peter Fonda came up to John when he was tripping and kept saying, I know what it's like to be dead.
Yeah, I know
what it's like. And John told him to basically fuck off because he was ruining his trip. So your A-side, She Said, She
Was
Said.
Was that Peter Fonda? That
Yeah. So your A-side, She Said, She Said. My A-side is Tomorrow Never Knows.
Yeah.
I would have just loved to have had that out there as an A-side just to freak everyone out, you know. Tomorrow Never Knows, one of my all-time favorite Beatles songs, you know.
Could you imagine, like, in the early days of the Mop Top, if they could foresee the Beatles playing a song with just one chord in it?
Yeah.
There was no changes. It just hung on that. I think it was the E chord, yeah.
But it's, the thing is, you look at Tomorrow Never Knows, that is recorded 2 years after A Hard Day's Night.
Yeah.
You know,
they changed
3 years.
So much.
Yeah, after who could foresee that coming? Yeah. You know, that's incredible. And I love the lyrics. The lyrics are just so spiritual and freaky. You know.
Well, see, I don't know if they were aware of what they were doing with the public and the fashion industry, or whether the opposite happened. You know, the fashion was just there, and they. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you're trying to say. Yeah, I think they just did what they wanted to do. I love the glasses they were wearing, you know. I love Lennon's glasses, Sonny's. Yeah.
That photo, to me, is the Beatle looking their coolest.
Yeah.
That's the most...
Me too.
...coolest photo.
Yeah, same. And you can see that in... because the single at the time that...
Rain and
Paperback Rider.
Yeah.
So if you look at the film clips of that, they're wearing the revolver gear.
Yeah.
So
that's why they're two of my best film clips. Those.
Okay, here's a question for you. I'm gonna throw this out. Okay, now Paperback Rider and Rain were the songs that they recorded in the same sessions that weren't included on the album. If they were going to include those two songs on the album, where would you put them?
I've got you now. They could just go anywhere. But I think they'll like either start somewhere or finish somewhere, not in between.
Yeah, I'd have Paperback Rider as the start of the B-side.
Yeah, that'd be a good
start of the B-side. And I'd have Rain ending the A-side.
Yep, or maybe a second song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's hard, isn't it? But can you imagine having those two songs on there too?
Yeah.
That just would have been fantastic. All right. So what was your B-side?
I'm Only Sleeping.
Another fantastic song.
Just Lennon pouring his heart out and telling the public what he
thought,
you know, at that particular time.
Yeah.
That's what I liked about Lennon. If something was... He'd just come out and say how he is feeling on that particular day, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It was just so open.
Yeah, he's honest. Yeah. He was honest with his feelings. And, you know, there's a thing that was saying, I can't remember who said it, but someone said, Paul sounded like he was singing to you. Paul's songs sounded like he's singing to you, you know, which made them special. But Lennon's songs sounded like he was singing about you.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Which made them even more special. My B-side is Taxman.
I love Taxman.
I remember the beginning of the first time I heard it, the first time I heard Revolver, and I heard that one, two. And what that noise in the background.
And the cough.
Yeah. I thought, this is something different.
Yeah.
this is going to be something different.
The first seconds of the album.
Yeah, the first seconds of the album. And I love that lead guitar that Paul plays in Taxman too.
He
plays the lead guitar in that.
And they did. That almost sounds backwards, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does sound. I don't know if it is or isn't.
I think it is, you know.
Yeah, I don't think it is, but it does. Well, who knows? We'll have to look that up.
Because whatever it was, they did exactly the same thing in the lead solo.
Yeah. So your A-side was?
She said.
And your B-side?
I'm Only Sleeping.
And my A-side was Tomorrow Never Knows and Taxman. Both fantastic singles. Yep. I'd go out and buy both of those singles tomorrow.
Yep. Like I said, all those other songs were just sacrificed because they're all so good.
Yeah. So, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
Okay. Every time I hear or see something regarding that record, it reminds me of the very first time I got stoned on marijuana. And, you know, like, it's kind of like the first time you get stoned. It's like,
a magical experience.
It's a magical experience. Yeah. And it's kind of like deja vu. Like, you're looking at, you just remember who was there.
Yeah.
What was happening, what you could hear, what you could see.
Yeah.
And in this particular case, it happened to be Fixing a Hole and Lovely Rita. Off the album.
So they were the ones that got you, like when you were stoned.
I just remember what I was doing, who was there at that, and the there's what no, I was listening to.
There's no rhyme or reason to it, is there? It's like when you're stoned, it's just something just grabs you. That was like when I was talking about before when I got, when I was listening to Norwegian Wood.
Yeah.
Yeah. So your A side is for Sergeant Pepper?
I've got Fixing a Hole.
Fixing a Hole.
It's one of those obscure songs no one talks about much, but I just love it, you know?
Yeah, that's actually the B side that I've got, yeah. Is. It's a good song. It's a great song. My A side is Within You and Without You, because I think it just would have been good for the Beatles had just such an audience out there. I think it would have been good for the whole world to hear the lyrics to Within You, Without You at that time. Mm. You know, can you imagine hearing that as a young kid, as you know, a 12-year-old or a 10-year-old or something?
Yeah, well, that whole album, especially that song, freaked everyone out.
Yeah.
It just came out of nowhere, and it just did everything that you wouldn't or possibly think of.
Yeah. It was. It's just such a spiritual song, and it's just so, like, I think George was only like 24 or something when he wrote it, and it's just amazing how advanced his brain was, you know, how advanced all of them were, their minds were, you know, like when I was 24, I was an idiot, total idiot.
So was I.
And, you know, to have something so spiritual and so meaningful come out. And I love the instrumentals in it as well. Yeah. I love all the instruments in it. It's just the production, everything is good about it. So that's my A side from Sergeant Pepper, Within You, Without You.
That's an interesting choice.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I thought that song was one of the more boring
songs. When I was younger.
Yeah.
When I was younger, I used to skip it.
Yeah.
I used to skip it. But then one day I was stoned and I listened to it and I just sort of like fell into it. I felt like the whole song was surrounding me, you know, all the instruments were around me and George's voice was like some kind of guru just giving me a message.
Yeah. Like a reverb-y sound coming down out of the heavens.
Yeah. So now I love it. And to me now, that's my favorite song on the album.
Is it?
Well, yeah, where it was, I used to skip it. As I said, I used to skip it. I used to, on my first copy of Sergeant Pepper, that used to be scratched because I used to skip it all the time. And but now it's my favorite song. What's your B-side?
Lovely Rita.
Lovely Rita, yeah. So the two songs.
Again, it's another obscure one that not many people talk about.
Yeah.
Well, probably, you know, there would be more than I thought, obviously, you know, there'd be millions talking about that song.
Yeah.
But they don't talk about it like the Sergeant Pepper or the more popular songs.
Yeah, it's not like, you know, if you ask anyone, what's your favourite Beatles song? No one's going to say Lovely Rita. Yeah. Someone will, but it wouldn't be very common, would it?
It's just got some nice elements to it.
Yeah. And my B-side was your A-side, Fixing a Hole, which is your... It is a great song. It's just got a sort of that skippy, chirpy beat to it. And
it's got that country rundown.
Yeah, but it's got that really good guitar sound.
Yeah.
I really like that really, you know, when he says, and it really doesn't matter if I'm wrong or right.
Yeah, it's got that riff going.
Yeah, it's got that riff. I love the sound of that guitar. That particular riff
started from a country rundown.
Right.
Like and then it goes into that riff.
Mm.
And that was very effective because George Martin put that riff up so everyone could hear it.
Yeah. I love it. I love that riff.
Yeah.
So, Magical Mystery Tour. There's a lot of singles on that, so it's slim pickings, eh?
Slim pickings, yep. It's a lot, again, you know, a lot of songs sacrificed.
Yeah.
I've got Your Mother Should Know. Not the most, well, actually, I said this before, not the most commercial song, and then you bit my head off.
Well, I didn't bite
you. No, I didn't bite my head off, but you corrected
me. Yeah, well, I think it's very commercial. I think it's, you know, it's that sort of sing-along, nursery rhymey.
Yeah.
It's the kind of thing that the whole family would like, you know.
At the dinner table.
Yeah, which is, but I like it.
But that's what I liked about Paul. He did a lot of those songs. Pleasant, easy listening, make feel-good songs.
Yeah, like All Together Now, which you were saying we could have sung at primary school. We probably did sing at primary school. I remember singing Yellow Submarine in primary school. So, mine is Blue Jay Way.
Is that your A or B?
That's my A.
Really?
Yeah, that's my A. Ah. Because it used to, I remember listening to it, like, you know, when I was a teenager with the headphones on one night stoned, and it sort of creeped me out, you know? Yeah. It's sort of like a real dark haunting, haunting song. You know?
That's what he wanted to project.
Yeah. And I'd heard that Paul is Dead radio show, and they were saying if you play Blue Jay Way backwards, you know, when he says, please don't be long?
Yeah.
That's comes out as Paul Bleeds Out.
Ah, really?
So that sort of freaked me out.
I haven't heard that one.
Yeah. What was your B-side?
My B-side on the Magical Mystery Tour?
Yep.
Fool on the Hill.
Fool on the Hill. Another double Paul.
Double Paul. Very rare for me.
For you, yeah.
Yep. Just an easy listening. I like the flute.
Yeah. I like the flute in that, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mine is, my B-side is Your Mother Should Know.
Was it?
Yeah. So for the same reasons that you said, you know, it's a nice, easy, it's pleasant.
Yeah.
It's pleasant, you know, Paul's voice is good in it.
Yeah, it's a happy, feel-good song.
Yeah. All right, with Yellow Submarine.
Okay.
Great, great film, Yellow Submarine. Oh, we're going to have to do an episode about that one.
Yeah, for sure. You can do that alone.
Yeah,
you know? But, Only Northern Song I've got for my A-side. I always love that song.
Yeah.
Being a George fan too.
Yeah, yeah. I love that too. That was another creepy one.
Yeah.
Listening to, you know, if you're listening late at night, you may think the chords are not quite right,
yeah.
You're correct. There's nobody there.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. It was just
I love those lyrics.
Yeah. Yeah. And the freaky sound effects that are put on it.
Yeah.
My A-side is what I think is the most underrated Beatles song of all time. It's All Too Much.
All Too Much, yep.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
Actually, the last two George songs, being a George fan,
yeah,
those two songs I didn't like much.
What two?
We spoke about Blue Jay Way. That one particularly. I skipped that a lot. I just couldn't listen to it.
Yeah.
And that second one you said, All Too Much, was
pretty much the same.
I loved the song, but I just thought it got a bit repetitive.
It is a bit long, but it's very psychedelic. To me, it sounds like it could have been on Pepper. Just make it a little bit shorter. And I really love the Yellow Submarine segment in it, you know, just the animation of it where all those things springing up out of nowhere. And so mine for Yellow Submarine is A-side is All Too Much and B, Only a Northern Song for the same reason. So I've got a double George.
Yeah.
I got a double George.
But that's all right because I knew you would like George.
Yeah.
I've got Hey Bulldog, which I kind of forgot about.
Yeah.
But it's just one of the best songs.
A or B?
I could have easily been A, but I made it a B song, but geez, it was a good song.
What was your A again?
Northern Song.
Okay, yeah. Bulldog's a good song. Good riff.
Good riff.
You know there's a film clip to that?
Yeah.
There's actually a film clip to that. They discovered not long ago.
Yeah, I remember they played it on Current Affair.
Yeah. So, but you look up on YouTube and it's quite a good film. It's funny how, like,
there was another song too, Lady Madonna,
yeah.
That's right.
It's funny how they've got, they found these film clips to obscure songs.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like there's no film clip for Tomorrow Never Knows or She Said, which I would love.
Yeah.
You know? But at least there's a film clip for Strawberry Fields.
Yeah. You know, it might, George Martin one day might do that, you know?
Well, he's dead, so.
George Martin?
George Martin's dead, man. He died like 3 years ago.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, no. The man is gone.
So he might do that from, you know.
Heaven.
From heaven or hell or wherever.
He'll be in heaven, man.
Yeah.
He'll be freaking everyone else up there.
Okay, so the White Album. So what we decided to do was, because it was a double album, we could pick two singles.
Yep. One of my favourite albums. I played that non-stop for years and years and years.
Yeah.
And yep. Yeah, brilliant album. For the A side, I've got While My Guitar Gently Weeps, which I happen to think is one of the Beatles' best songs.
Yeah, that's your favourite Beatles song, isn't it?
Yeah, I did say that, but I have to say it's one of them because
yeah,
there's so many.
Yeah, you can't like well, the A side of my first single is Dear Prudence.
Yeah,
which is a song I just really love. Yeah. I love it. To me, I think I said it when we summarized when we did our episode on the White Album. It just encapsulates the hippie movement for me, but it's a intelligent way of doing it. You know?
Well, he was really singing about it was a song he wrote in India, wasn't it?
Yeah, Mia Farrow.
She was locking herself
and
in.
And Paul plays the drums on those songs, and the drums, you know, those drums towards the end when it just really builds up. It's just, they're fantastic.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Fantastic drums. I think I'm thinking, as a drummer myself, and when I listen to it, I'm thinking the drums double tracked.
Yeah.
You know, I'm thinking he's playing one beat and then he's playing another beat over the top of it because I just can't see him doing that. I love that song, Dear Prudence. Is that riff at the beginning always gets me when I hear that riff.
Yeah, it just goes on and on. It's the same riff, but it's a good riff.
And when you were saying that, you know, that look around, round thing. And you know what? I heard it. I heard a mix of it without the plane. You know, the plane at the end of Back in the USSR, and you just hear that plane. It just didn't sound right without that plane at the beginning.
It was probably that album that I was telling you about that I got.
Right.
Where they did something to the White Album.
Yeah. I'm going to have another look at that album to see what version it is. It's probably... How much did you pay for it? Can you remember?
I can't remember. I got it on eBay.
How long ago?
But about 3 or 4 years ago.
Right, okay.
I just wanted a LP version of the White Album. And so I've got that down. It's just so white. I don't want to touch it.
It is. I've seen it. It's pretty white.
Yeah.
But
I did record it. And it's got, someone did something to it. Someone was mucking
around. Yeah, it was remixed. Yeah. So, what have you got for your B-side?
Glass Onion.
Oh, yeah. Great song. Yeah. Great song. I told you about
Strawberry Fields.
Yeah, I told you about the Walrus and Me Man. Yeah. Where it's close. Yeah. It's just a great song.
Yeah, he knew the fans were looking for clues.
Yeah, well,
here's another clue for you all.
Here's another clue for you all and that. My B-side is Happiness is a Warm Gun.
Yeah, great song.
I love that song. I love the beginning. My favourite bit is the beginning.
Well, it's, you know, two or three or even four songs all in one.
Yeah, but my favourite, I love the whole thing, but my favourite bit is, you know, that she's not a girl who misses much when it comes in with that acoustic.
Yeah.
That's my favourite bit. So for the first single off the White Album, I picked A-side, Dear Prudence, B-side, Happiness is a Warm Gun.
I've got While My Guitar Gently Weeps and Glass Onion.
Okay, so what about your second single? What's the A-side?
Piggies.
Piggies.
Had to do it.
Yeah. Love the harpsichord.
Yeah.
Love the harpsichord in Piggies.
It's just got a few elements in it that, it's great.
Yeah. What are the elements that you really like about it?
Well, it's got that part where the organ
that's a great riff, isn't it?
It just sounded right. It just fitted into what he was doing at the time.
Yeah.
And it's a
bit of a different song too for George.
Yeah.
For George.
It's kind of like a nursery rhyme.
Yeah, I think that's why I like the White Album, because the whole thing is nursery rhymes sounding. Yeah.
But Piggy's, you know, we heard what happened later with the Charles Manson thing, but I was obsessed with that song even before I found out about this.
Yeah, it's a fantastic song. It's one of my favourites.
Yeah.
I had, for my second single off the White Album, my A-side is While My Guitar Gently Weeps.
Yeah.
just, I've actually got a double A side for this one.
Have you?
So yeah, so it's my Guitar Gently Weeps. It's just a great song. As I've said before, the harmonies, Paul's harmonies with him are just fantastic.
Yeah.
It's just a, you know.
That was another thing, we were talking about what we recognised when we were stoned.
Yeah.
Paul's harmony on that song was one of them.
Me too.
It was like an echo.
Yeah. And it just, his harmonies are fantastic. And we spoke about it before. Like, I mean, imagine having a great song like that and then having Paul McCartney come in to add to it, you know?
Yeah.
What can Paul possibly add to this great song? And then he adds those fantastic harmonies.
Harmonies, yeah.
It's just great. And what's your B-side?
Well, now you've done a double.
Are you going to do a double A? Yeah.
I didn't originally, but I like that song so much. It deserves a double A.
Yeah.
Yeah. While My Guitar Gently Weeps.
So I thought that was on your first single.
It was.
Oh, okay. So what's the B-side of your second single?
Sexy Sadie.
Sexy Sadie, yeah.
Always loved that piano at the first.
And yeah, how that piano, it sounds warped, a bit warped or something. It sounds ghostly. Yeah. But is it out of key or something? I don't know.
I wouldn't be surprised because I heard the Rolling Stones on Jumpin' Jack Flash, they recorded it a semitone down.
Yeah, right.
It was actually a B flat instead of a B. So, probably to freak people out, but musicians would find it harder to pick up, copy it.
So,
Sexy Sadie.
Yeah, so obviously the song about Maharishi, because you've got the rhyme, Sexy Sadie, Maharishi, and after Maharishi got a bad rap, apparently.
Yeah, after fondling with one of the girls.
Which apparently didn't happen. According to George and Paul, it didn't happen.
Didn't happen?
No.
Really?
So it was...
So Lennon got something from the news, believe
me. He got something from a guy called Magic Alex.
Magic Alex, yeah.
Who was jealous because the Maharishi was taking John's attention away from him, so he made up some bullshit.
Yeah. George hated that guy.
Yeah.
I'd be... If I kept going, I'd be talking about this for an hour, so...
So my A-side... My other A side, so I've got While My Guitar Gently Weeps, and on my double A side, I've got Cry Baby Cry.
Yes.
I love that song. Yeah. To me, that's so nursery rhyme and it's so clever. The lyrics are so clever. Like, Lennon's just got this way of saying something, putting this image in your head without saying, without mentioning too many words, like, the Duke was having problems with a message at the local Bird and Bee.
Yeah.
Which is basically saying the Duke's pissed at a pub and he's got a message, and you can just imagine him trying to look at it and trying to read it, you know? But he says it in, hardly uses any words. It's all poetic.
Yeah.
You know, it's just beautiful. I love that song.
Well, he's a true artist.
Yeah.
You know, not just musically, but in all factors.
Yeah. So my two singles on the White Album were Dear Prudence, A, Happiness is a Warm Gun, B, and my double A side is While My Guitar Gently Weeps and Cry Baby Cry. And yours were?
While My Guitar Gently Weeps. Double A. Can I do that?
Yeah.
And B, Glass Onion, and then B, Sexy Sadie.
Yeah. And A, Piggies.
And A, Piggies, yeah.
Yeah. All right, so the next album, Abbey Road. So we had. I always thought "Here Comes the Sun" was a single from it.
So did I.
Yeah, but it's not.
I thought both of those George songs were.
So the single from that was "Something" backed with "Come Together." So we can't pick those songs.
Yeah.
Okay. So what's your A side?
I've got "Because."
Me too.
Yeah.
I've got "Because" as well.
Very haunting.
Yeah.
Nice riff. You can't say nice. It's a haunting riff.
Yeah. And it's got the harpsichord again.
Yeah.
It's got the harpsichord. Lennon actually said that was their greatest harmonies.
Really?
Yeah. And it probably was.
Yeah.
It's just fantastic. It is haunting. It's those harmonies. You can't beat those harmonies, you know?
That's interesting because it didn't strike me as their best harmonies. But now you've said it, I can see it.
And yeah, so that's my A side as well. What's your B side?
Maxwell Silverhammer.
Really?
I love it.
I don't like that song. Yeah. What do you like about it?
Well, it starts off like that nursery rhyme sound.
Yeah.
And it contradicts itself because
it's about a serial killer.
Yeah, the lyrics are really heavy, you know?
Yeah.
But he does it in such a innocent, poppy, good feel way.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
It's actually Mal Evans does the hammer.
The hammer, yeah.
Yeah, the ding, ding.
Yeah.
And according to Lennon, Paul really tried to make that a single. Lennon hated the song.
Did he?
Yeah. Paul really tried to make it a single and they worked on it for a long, long, long time, but it didn't work out that way.
I remember in the play, the Sgt. Pepper's play, they had these big hammers coming out. People dressed as hammers.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. My B-side is The Sun King.
Yeah, beautiful song.
I really love that song. I love Lennon's voice. It's just a dreamy song, you know, when he's singing, everybody's happy, everybody's laughing, you know. It just puts really nice images in my head.
Yeah.
I really like that stuff.
Dreamy is the best word for that song.
I love Lennon's dreamy stuff.
Yeah, so do I. I'm sleeping. We spoke about before.
Yeah. So, both our A-sides were Because. Your B-side was Maxwell Silverhammer. My B-side was The Sun King.
Yep.
All right, now we're up to...
I have to say that's very interesting, your B-side. It's a good... I agree now. Mm, it's a good choice.
Mm. Okay, now we're up to the last album released, Let It Be. So, obviously, Let It Be and... What were the singles? Let It Be and The Long and Winding Road.
Yep. Let It Be was probably one of my least favourite.
Me too. And Long and Winding Road. I always found...
Boring.
Depressing.
Yeah.
That song depressed the shit out of me. I never liked Hey Jude either.
I love Hey Jude. I love it.
That nah. When I went and saw McCartney, it was good when McCartney played, but that nah went for like about an hour.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe musicians like it better because I play that song every time I do a gig somewhere. I just love, only guitar players will relate to what I'm saying, how he goes, he changes the chord, so he's playing the F, and which is the na-na-na part. Mm. Anyway, only guitarists would understand what I'm saying. And that had a lot to do with me liking the song, the guitar chords.
I just found it boring. I just didn't think...
I like the tambourines, you know?
Yeah.
Ringo doing the tambourines.
Yeah.
And it's probably my... You know how it says it's repetitive at the end?
Yeah.
The na-na-na part.
Yeah.
Yes, it is repetitive, but in a good way, I think, anyway.
Yeah, no. Don't like it, sorry.
Yeah, no.
So, Let It Be, what was your A-side?
Across the Universe.
Across the Universe.
Yeah, I love that song.
Yeah, that's my A-side as well.
Yeah.
Across the Universe. There's some really good versions of that.
Yeah.
There's a few versions. It's the lyrics are just unbelievable. Yeah. The melody is unbelievable.
Yeah.
He said that came to him like while he was falling asleep.
Did he?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it wouldn't surprise me because it sounds like that, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, there's some good versions of that. It's a great song. It's another one of those, you know, real spiritual, dreamy songs.
Yeah.
Of his. What's your B-side?
My B-side is Dig a Pony.
That's my B-side as well, yeah.
Well, to start with, the title.
Yeah.
Dig a Pony. Who would think that?
Yeah.
I Dig a Pony. Yeah. You know?
Like by Charles Altry and the Deafheads.
Why a pony, you know? Why a pony? He could dig anything, but
yeah,
he chose a pony.
Yeah. But it's a great song. I love the song, you know? It has a dig at the Rolling Stones.
Yeah, you can imitate.
Imitate everyone you see.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I really love that song.
Yeah.
I really love that song. And I was debating whether to have that on the A-side or the B-side.
Yeah, it could have easily made my A-side too.
Yeah. Well, that's it. That's all the songs off all the albums that we thought should have been singles. Yep. And if anyone from EMI Records is listening, why don't you put out a box set with all those songs?
Yeah.
Marty and I will buy them.
Yeah. Because our choices are the ultimate.
That's right. That's...
You're like, no one else. You know, you listen to us. We're the only people that can...
That matter.
It's worth listening to.
But seriously... They should do something like that, you know.
Yeah,
you need new stuff.
Yeah, put a bit of interest back in there.
Yeah, like, put it on coloured vinyl. Put it, you know, some nice picture sleeves.
Yeah,
from like, around the time.
Like Hey Jude, for example.
Not Hey Jude.
You haven't listened to what I'm saying. Okay. Yes, it's boring and predictable. Like I love the song, but it is boring and predictable. So they should do like Dig a Pony instead. For something, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, I do.
Hey Jude is predictable. Everyone's gonna pick Hey Jude.
Yeah.
As much as I love the song.
Yeah. All right. So you've been listening to Tomorrow Never Knows, a Beatles podcast. You can listen to us on YouTube. You can listen to us on Spotify. You can listen to us on Apple Podcasts.
You might even dream us.
You can. Join us on our Facebook page. And until next time, we'll see you later.